You are one of the rotating guest hosts for From the Top this year. How does that feel?
Super exciting. I mean, you know, this is one of those shows that I've been listening to forever. So the idea of being there with these incredibly talented and enthusiastic and passionate kids, it's all good. It's all good stuff.
And you're coming on Wednesday the 17th. You're going to be at Bowdoin College in Brunswick. So do you know already what's going to be on the program? Can you give us a little hint as to what's to come?
I can give you a little hint. Yeah, there are five different musical acts of different ages and instruments. We have two local Maine boys, one who plays the bassoon and one who plays the violin. And we have a From the Top alum who had been on the show originally when she was 10. She's now 17. She's a pianist. We have a cellist who's going to play a movement from Debussy Cello Sonata, and we have a little guitar duo. I say little, but they're really impressive. A 10 and 13-year-old brother and sister team. So it's quite the variety show.
So how do you, as a professional pianist, how do you prepare to host a show like this? I'm just curious.
Actually, it's been a fascinating process for me. So this is my first time guest hosting this show. And it's been so interesting to be on the other side of it, trying to figure out how they put the show together, how they understand, you know, what questions to ask, what do you talk to these kids about, and what is it that really drives them and motivates them, and that would be so interesting for the audience to hear. And so I've been in on the process where they do, you know, as you would expect, they do pre-interviews with the kids, and they're really in-depth. They give you an awful lot of information. So I haven't even met these kids yet. I actually don't even know what they look like, but having read these pre-interviews, I feel like I know them. I feel like I could guide them on their, you know, college application essay. They're incredible people.
Well, be careful, because they'll start to ask you to write their college application essay.
Well, one of the things that has moved me so much in reading these pre-interviews is just the commitment to using music as a method of bridging between people and enriching people's lives and enhancing communication within their community and outside communities. For example, one of the kids, Brandon Aponte, who's a local Maine boy, he has been using his music for a long time, playing at Ronald McDonald House for families that are staying there while one member, usually a child member of the family, is having some kind of cancer treatment. So he organizes these regular performances at the house with his fellow Bangor Symphony, Youth Symphony players. He's only 17. You know, to me, the fact that they are already understanding the power of music and what it can do for people's lives is so gratifying and so heartening.
Well, and this must have a special resonance for you, because I know these kids are a little bit older, but you have this whole series of concerts called Baby Got Bach. Tell us a little bit about those.
You know, for many years I've been saying that those of us who have this lifelong passion for music, we generally started it very, very early in our lives. And, you know, we talk about this with education, with everything else. Why not with music? I think if kids know already from the preschool age, which is what my program is geared toward, sort of preschool and early elementary, if they already know that music is out there and it's out there for them, they will gravitate towards it. The power of it is so clear and it's so strong. It's really just a matter of making sure everybody knows this is something that exists and that they can be part of it.
Well, and your Baby Got Bach, you actually go into schools with people and give concerts and talk about music, and it's very interactive from what I understand.
My feeling has always been with music, both in schools, but also in our sort of public concerts that we do, that there's often this distance there's this feeling that, oh, the performers on stage do this, but this is, I just listen. And I've always been interested in breaking that barrier, because the truth is we all carry, at the very least, both a melody line instrument inside our body, that's our voice, and a percussion instrument, and that's the clap or that we want to use, or anything else that we want to do with our bodies. So if we already have two of these instrument families just within our body, we should all feel empowered to make music, no matter at what level and no matter in what way. So one of my favorite Baby Got Bach activities is, you know, we often have a room full of 3 and 4 year olds. I swear to goodness on this, 3 and 4 year olds doing Steve Reich's clapping music. And they do it really well. It's incredible.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. You're kind of catching them in this stage, and then hopefully, and I'm guessing that many of the little bit older youngsters that show up on From the Top have had that kind of experience that you're providing with Baby. What, it's Baby and Bach?
Baby Got Bach. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, because to me, it's all about exposure. And we've had the wonderful experience. So my series has been going on for 9 years now. And we've had the incredible experience that sometimes now our older volunteer kids are kids who were brought to the shows as 3 and 4 year olds. That actually seems totally natural to me, because the minute that somebody is aware that music is something that they can approach however they would like to, they will gravitate towards it.